Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Tries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Bank 4, Zero Banking Everywhere. Never at a Bank is a nonfiction analysis of financial services in an era of mobile computing, artificial intelligence, data-rich platforms, and connected devices. Brett King, a banking futurist and author of earlier books in the Bank series, argues that the central unit of change is not the bank branch or even the banking app, but the customer moment in which a financial need arises. The book describes a progression from branch-centered banking towards services that are immediate, contextual, and woven into other digital activities. Its purpose is both diagnostic and strategic. It explains why established institutions face pressure from fintech firms and large technology platforms, while outlining the organizational changes required to compete. King uses emerging examples, including biometric payment, open ecosystems, and machine-led advice, to make a broad claim banking will increasingly be something people access everywhere, rather than a place they visit. The result is a forward-looking industry book rather than a neutral academic history. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Bank 4. Zero reframes banking as an always available service. The defining proposition of the book is that banking is moving from destinations to continuous service. In earlier models, customers went to a branch, then later logged into an online portal or mobile application to complete a financial task. King argues that the next stage reduces the visibility of the banking interface itself. Payments, credit decisions, identity checks, savings actions, and financial guidance can occur within the moment a customer needs them, often through another service or device. This is the meaning behind banking everywhere and never at a bank. The argument is not simply that branches will decline. It is that a branch-centered operating model cannot be the primary design reference when customers expect real-time, mobile, and low-effort interactions. A bank that treats digital as an additional channel may reproduce old forms of friction, such as delayed approval, repetitive data entry, or product-led navigation. By contrast, a Bank 4, zero institution starts with the customer outcome and determines how technology can deliver it with minimal interruption. This framing also changes competitive boundaries. A retailer, ride-hailing platform, telecommunications provider, or device maker can participate in financial services if it owns the relevant customer interaction. King therefore presents embedded delivery as a structural challenge to conventional definitions of a bank, not merely as a new feature set. Secondly, the Bank 1. Zero to Bank 4. Zero sequence explains why digitization is insufficient. King organizes his vision through an evolution of banking models. Bank 1. Zero is associated with physical distribution, paper processes, and the branch as the principal point of contact. Bank 2. Zero expands access through channels such as automated teller machines, call centers, and internet banking, but retains the bank as the place where activity is initiated. Bank 3. Zero emphasizes mobile and digital access, enabling customers to carry banking capabilities on a phone. Bank 4. Zero goes further by proposing that financial capability becomes intelligent, ambient, and embedded in daily life. The sequence matters because it distinguishes conversion from transformation. Moving existing forms, workflows, and product menus onto a screen may improve convenience without changing the underlying institution. King contends that this approach leaves banks exposed to competitors that redesign the entire journey around immediate behavior and data. First principles thinking is his alternative, begin with what customers need to accomplish, the trust and regulatory requirements involved, and the capabilities technology can provide, rather than assuming legacy products or channels must remain central. This approach challenges banks to reconsider distribution, onboarding, advice, relationship management, and internal decision-making. The book thus treats the generational labels as a practical warning against mistaking a better digital facade for a genuinely digital operating model. Thirdly, experience, engagement, and analytics form the core operating logic, a major framework in Bank 4. Zero centers on customer experience, customer engagement, and data analytics. These elements are connected rather than independent priorities. Experience concerns how easily and reliably a person completes a task, including the removal of unnecessary steps, waiting, and uncertainty. Engagement concerns whether the institution remains relevant between formal transactions by offering timely and useful support. Analytics supplies the ability to recognize context, assess needs, and personalize an action at scale. King treats these capabilities as essential because an always available bank cannot depend on a staff member to interpret every event manually. Data and automation must help the organization respond appropriately in real time. The emphasis is not only on marketing personalization. In the book's logic, better information can support fraud prevention, credit assessment, financial health guidance, and more suitable service design. Yet the framework also implies responsibilities that the futurist framing can understate. Data-driven engagement depends on consent, security, explainability, and fair treatment, especially when automated systems influence access to credit or other important services. A smooth experience that customers cannot understand or trust is not a durable advantage. The lasting value of the framework is its insistence that technology strategy must connect front-end usability with decision capabilities and responsible stewardship of customer data. Fourthly, fintech, techfin, and open ecosystems alter the economics of competition. The book places traditional banks within a wider contest involving fintech specialists and technology-led firms, sometimes described as techfin. Fintech companies can focus on a narrow pain point, such as payments, onboarding, lending, or personal finance, and build a simpler customer experience than a universal bank constrained by legacy systems. Large technology platforms possess different advantages: extensive user data, frequent customer contact, established digital identities, and scalable software infrastructure. King argues that these firms can enter finance by embedding a financial function inside a larger customer journey, rather than asking customers to choose a bank product first. This shifts competition from product catalogs toward ecosystems, interfaces, and distribution. Open banking and application programming interfaces are important in this environment because they can allow services and data to connect across organizations, subject to regulation and consent. For established banks, the implication is not necessarily that they must become technology platforms in every respect. They must decide where to provide trusted regulated infrastructure, where to partner, and where to own the customer relationship directly. The book highlights the danger of relying solely on historic advantages such as licenses, branches, or brand familiarity. Those assets retain value, particularly in trust and compliance, but they do not automatically create relevance when customers encounter finance through non-bank platforms. Lastly, emerging interfaces test the boundaries of identity, payments, and advice. King uses examples such as biometric payment, conversational or machine-led assistance, connected vehicles, blockchain applications, and mixed reality to illustrate how banking may become less visible. These examples are not all predictions of equal certainty, nor do they need to become universal for the central thesis to hold. Their analytical purpose is to show that a financial interaction may be initiated through a face scan, a wearable device, a vehicle, or an automated system rather than through a card, cash, branch visit, or conventional app screen. Such interfaces create opportunities for lower friction and more contextual assistance. They also expose difficult questions. Biometric systems raise concerns about privacy, data protection, error handling, and the consequences of compromised identity data. Autonomous devices making payments or holding accounts require clear authorization, liability rules, and strong cybersecurity. Algorithmic advice can broaden access, but it must be monitored for unsuitable recommendations and unfair outcomes. By placing these technologies in a banking context, the book encourages readers to examine infrastructure and governance alongside novelty. Its future scenarios are most useful when read as design pressures on institutions. How will they authenticate customers, protect data, manage risk, and remain accountable when banking takes place through an expanding range of connected environments? This practical question is more durable than any individual technology forecast. In conclusion, Bank 4.0 is most useful for banking leaders, product managers, digital transformation teams, fintech professionals, regulators, technology vendors, and students seeking a clear, industry-oriented account of embedded finance. Readers gain a vocabulary for separating channel digitization from deeper transformation, along with a practical lens for evaluating customer journeys, data peopleness, ecosystem partnerships, and the threat posed by platform-based competition. It is also valuable for non-bank organizations considering financial features, because it explains why control of the customer moment can be commercially significant. The book stands out within banking innovation literature for the force and consistency of its central claim: the future institution is not defined by a better branch network or a more polished mobile app, but by the ability to deliver trusted financial outcomes invisibly and immediately in context. Its broad global outlook and use of emerging technologies make it more expansive than a conventional manual on digital banking implementation. At the same time, readers should approach its forecasts as strategic scenarios rather than settled outcomes. Some technologies may mature more slowly than anticipated, and real-world adoption remains shaped by regulation, consumer trust, inclusion, resilience, and security. Even with that limitation, King's focus on first principles design offers a useful corrective to initiatives that merely transfer legacy processes to digital screens. The book remains distinctive as a provocative roadmap for rethinking what banks do, where they appear, and how they earn relevance. If you would like to support Brett King, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.